Film Drunkards. We're back with another edition of the Fraudcast, the 30th Fraudcast, live from our Fraud quarters in San Francisco. This is your least or most favorite ear rapist, Ben. I'm here with the whole crew. We got blogger extraordinaire Vince.
Hi.
We got super large, superhuman giant Brendan.
I'm not a number. I am a free man.
Not you. And then we got the most miserly, grumpiest man in Fraudcasting, Brett.
Tagline.
Wow. Nice. We're going to talk to Bernsey and discuss Exit Through the Gift Shop. We're going to try to come up with a Golden Globes drinking game. We might listen to a little Chet Hayes, a.k.a. Chet Hanks, rapper extraordinaire.
Smoking breezies, repping Pacific Palisades.
Is it H-A-Z-E?
Oh, yes.
Oh, of course it is.
He might be Jenna Hayes. He might be, I wonder if he's related to Jenna Hayes.
He might be in the entertainment world.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, Jenna Hayes, porn actress. Chet Hayes, rapper extraordinaire.
Exactly.
I don't know, Vince, what are we getting to first?
I did watch about 10 minutes of Jersey Shore on the way over here. So I did want to complain about that a little bit.
Yeah, you have a TV set up on your motherfucking bike?
I do. It's like with that Sega VR helmet.
That's awesome.
For DirecTV.
It's going to make it hard to ride around, though.
Yeah, I almost ran over this chick.
Wait, maybe you should
get... You thought it was Snooki, so you almost ran her over?
Yeah.
You should, as a rich and famous blogger, you should get someone to ride your bike for you.
I know.
Like a bike chauffeur.
Like I could get like a sidecar and have like a little dog with its own little helmet that I
Party
kept in
dog.
My lap.
Birthday
yeah, exactly,
dog.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be great. But, Jersey Shore, I don't know if you guys, I know Ben watches it. I don't know if you guys do. I don't really care, actually. But
I watch it when it's on.
This season's really annoying me because they did like the typical TV thing where they don't realize why their show was good in the first place or why it was a success in the first place.
Drunk people?
Well, because it's like... Every reality show is like the producers cook up these retarded scenarios and then, you know, they like try to build these stupid storylines and they're so contrived and it's annoying and it's dumb. And the whole point of the Jersey Shore was like, hey, let's get these cameras. We'll set them up on some tripods and then we'll get these retarded Guidos and feed them a bunch of booze and like watch them fight. And that was great. That's a great idea. I enjoyed it. And now, like ever since halfway through last season where they had, like the producers had them write the note where they like tell Sammy that, like there's all these producer-fed storylines now and it's become like every other stupid reality show.
Yeah, I think it jumped the fake tan shark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Vince. The first two were really good. The chicks drive me insane now. All they're squawking all the time. I've said it a million times. If the power of the Fraudcast is real, let's get a MVP show where it's Mikey, Pauly, Vinny, which means the situation, Pauly D, and Vinny, and they just travel around in like an RV and go through Middle America. That is a show that would rejuvenate the franchise.
Yeah. I like how it took you an entire season and most of another for you to finally get fed up with those chicks.
Well, but it was more that the payoff of like the situation. I think the situation is awesome.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
And Pauly D, I think, is amazing, too. And so the balance, their balance to the crazy, annoying chicks was enough to make me enjoy it. And now I think the squawking has finally penetrated my weak brain.
Yeah, it's almost to the point where it's like the Real Housewives now, where it's just a bunch of annoying chicks.
Squawking around.
Like, you know, drama-ing at each other. And, yeah, I mean, at least they fist fight. I'll give them that.
Like, that is true.
But, you know, if that's to go on, there's got to be a lot more fist fighting and a lot less like yelling at each other.
Yeah, we need some blood or some black eyes or something, yeah. Not just some like pulling out of fake hair.
Barfing. Yeah. I want barfing.
You like the barfing?
I like barfing makes me laugh every time.
Yeah.
I like it when people
Brett's
barf.
Tickle button.
Yeah. Is the love barf. It when they barf.
Yeah, it's his tickle button.
It should be more like that fight in the driveway. Did you see that video the other day of the two fat kids like having like a full on MMA
fight? Yeah,
where
they're calling
the
each other bitch.
Yeah.
Because like, he stole his bong or something.
Yeah, it was like at the beginning I thought it might be fake because they threw about like 20 punches.
And they kept missing.
And they kept missing. And then, you know, and then at some point you realize, oh, wow, this is real. And then it's like they're both fat and out of shape, but you can tell they've had like, you know, maybe two jiu-jitsu classes or something. So they're like putting each other in guard and like doing like fat boy sweeps and shit. And then
were you yelling at them, Vince? Like through your
computer screen? This is terrible. This is not how we do it in Colombia.
Bring the arm around. Bring the arm around. Put your leg over his.
Pull his ascot tighter. That's what I was telling him. Grab his carnation. Snatch it.
No, and at one point he's like,
no longer a gentleman.
At one point he's like exhaustedly laying on the other guy, and then he goes, "Say goodnight," and then he throws just this like limp dick punch.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, "Say goodnight," and now they're like talking. The guy in the bottom's like, "Yeah, see, I told you couldn't do nothing, faggot." And then all of a sudden the guy on top's like, "Say goodnight, bitch," and he throws like this flabby armed punch. He lands it, which was nice, but yeah,
they were so like white and doughy and just gross,
mad wiggerish.
Yeah. No, they weren't. They were like, they were just like that special kind of, like, they were like just very from Florida.
They're like the Idiocracy, where it was like, it's like a mashup of Cholo, Ebonics, and Pigeon.
Yeah.
And Redneck. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Is that what Burnsy looks like? He's going to be on, right?
So
I don't know. I mean, he does live in Orlando. We could ask him.
Yeah.
On a scale of one to Stay Puft, where do you
literally live? In the middle of Florida.
He's not from Orlando, though, so.
Oh, okay.
We should,
that is by choice. That doesn't make
that feels
better.
Like a good segue. Might as well bring him on now, right?
Sure.
We talking exit? Exit to the gift shop?
Eventually.
With him or not?
Yeah. Are we going to bloop him in? Blooping him in now.
This is his virgin frogcast.
We were not consulted on this.
I thought wasn't he on before?
No, he was not.
I don't really listen to these things.
He wasn't on the Arm and White game?
No.
There were like 30 people.
Yeah, it was like RoboPanda Matt.
I think Hillary
Clinton was on that.
Wow, that was loud. Hey, is this Ashley Burns?
No.
No? Are you in a coffee can?
I don't know. I'm still at that happy medium between wasted and great right now. So.
You said you've been drinking Irish coffees. Is this correct?
Yes.
That's like the Four Loko of our grandfathers.
Yeah, that's old timey Four Loko.
I even dyed the sides of my hair gray a little bit too.
That's good. That's good. So we were just wondering about your life. I mean, you live in Orlando.
I do. The city beautiful.
What's that like?
They can't even speak proper English there.
Did you know it's actually it's the Puerto Rican capital of America right now?
Really?
So that makes it festive. They have parties every weekend, and I don't go to them because I don't feel like I'm invited.
It seems like it would be very loud.
It's fun. I love living in Orlando. Orlando's like, it's like the little big city. It's like Reno of Florida, except no gambling or hookers.
That is grim.
Wow.
That sounds like the worst city ever. It's the Reno of Florida without gambling and hookers.
It's like the death penalty of tortures.
Except your balls hurt all the time.
Yeah. And it's really cold, but we don't get snow.
Oh. You know, your voice sounds more masculine than I was expecting of a guy named Ashley.
Yeah, I could sit on my nuts for you if you want.
Could you, please? It would help. It would make me feel better about myself.
I'll tuck it back for you guys.
Thank you. That's what we make Brett do. We pinch his nipples.
It's like Science of the Lambs up in this bitch.
Stop. We're getting hot now. I didn't want to get into that until at least 5 minutes in.
Yeah. So tell us about your life. I mean, before we got you involved in this whole Uproxx blog madness.
You mean my underground blogging madness?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the deal? I mean, didn't you like edit a bridal magazine or something like that before?
I still do. I can't. I don't want to talk about that too much because I could get in trouble. But no, I can talk about it. Whatever. I'm the editor in chief of Pageantry Magazine.
Really? Yeah. How the hell do you do that? Don't you write for like four different websites?
Oh god! Anytime somebody asks me that question, I can't even name everything that I do off the top of my head.
So how do you remember what to do and when? People tell you?
Yeah, I really depend a lot on people emailing me and yelling at me.
Your blogging monkeys remind you?
Yeah, because aside from the only thing I know that's certain is I wake up in the morning and do two posts for With Leather, and then I'm on with my day.
I don't want those out of the way. Be like, here you go, pigs. Here's some slop.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but maybe he's like Mr. Brainwash, and he's just got a room full of bloggers just blogging their brains out.
Just Photoshopping. I mean, that's really not far from what we do.
Yeah, just a room full of bloggers.
Really.
I've got an idea for another blog post. Go!
Yeah. It is a dog with a birthday hat.
With a hat, go!
It is a cat, but the cat is cereals.
And then I put on my neon wayfarers and ride out the door.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, on your unicycle.
All right, well, let's see. You've just started a new site called Best Worst Advice with...
That's with Polly, right?
Our friend Polly, yes.
Yep.
You do With Leather, a couple times a day at least. Uprocks posts.
Uprocks, yep.
Take a nap in there.
I want to know more about this pageantry magazine, though, to be honest. Like, I mean, is there
that's
like
what we really want to talk about.
Is there like a six-year-old with a tiara on the cover?
No, absolutely not. So that's listen to me getting all uppity about it. The one rule that we have, we don't focus or spotlight those kind of pageants, like the ones you see on like Toddlers and Tiaras. Like we don't look at those because, I mean, God, you've seen the monsters that are on those shows and the shit people deal with. So we try not to focus on that. And I've never had to cover any of that crap. I mean, we're strictly Miss America, Miss USA, and then, you know, all the state pageants, city pageants, festival pageants, carnival pageants, and so on and so forth.
I like the carnival. Personally, I'm personally fond of the carnival pageant.
Miss Kettle Corn, well, 2007.
Do you cover?
No, there's some really effed up names in there. But I'll tell you guys.
I'm the Minnesota
story.
Funnel Cake Queen.
Do you cover the Juggalo, Miss Juggalo?
No, I try. I did lobby to. I tried to get them to let me cover Miss Hooters 2 years ago.
That would have been a good one.
And yeah, I mean, well, it's Hooters girls. You gotta love that.
Yeah.
But,
Unlike their dads.
Hi-o.
No, their dads really love it.
Yeah, well, their dads are probably all dead, but...
Like Jackson's?
Here's the best story. I'll make this quick, too, but this is my favorite story when I talk to people about that job. I went out to L.A. 2 years ago for a modeling competition. I had to judge and talk to people and whatever. It was all teenage girls, so it was, like, the greatest thing in the world. And, I was sitting at the bar. It was when Florida was playing Oklahoma in the national championship game. So I'm sitting at the bar watching the game, having dinner and a couple drinks, and I'm talking to these two businessmen from Oklahoma, and we're watching the game. And I'm cheering for Oklahoma because I hate the Gators. And these two women sit down next to me, and I'm still wearing my lanyard from the event, so they know that I am involved with some kind of media. So long story short, they're sitting there, they're flirting with me, they're and whatever, and I think it's all harmless. And finally, this lady, I mean, she's like 50-something, knocks her drink into my lap, spills it all over my lap. And I stand up and everybody's like, oh my God, what the fuck is that? And I jump up and I'm like, are you crazy? What did you just do that for? And she goes, because I want to take you upstairs and suck you dry.
Wow.
And it was all basically to try to get her daughter in our magazine.
Sweet.
Well, but why wouldn't she offer her daughter instead of herself?
I don't know. You know,
maybe
I
that
don't
was
really
just
look at the logic of the scenarios. I just look at what's in front of me.
Maybe that was just her way of getting the moisture out of your pants was by sucking it out.
She. I mean, maybe that's. I'd never been to LA before. Maybe that's something you guys do out there in California. I don't know.
It is. I mean, that's what I'm doing to Brendan right now. He had a stain. He had a grunge spot on the crotch of his jeans. And
yeah, suck these jeans, Vince. Suck these jeans. Ah!
I'm spitting. It was, you know, I'm not gay. I just had to get the taste of Four Loko out of my mouth.
That sounded incredible.
It was.
Brendan's a loud lovemaker.
I'm just loud when I make love.
Brendan finally let us know that he's loud, very loud. Sort of like Arnold. It was like the Arnold montage as Brendan.
So maybe living in Florida, you could give us a little perspective on Chet Hayes. I was gonna drop some fat beats here.
I grew up in South Florida. I grew up in a suburb of Fort Lauderdale, which is about an hour away from Miami. And it's like pure country club atmosphere. So, but all those kids down there think that they are the most thuggerific, you know, I mean, the 90% of them are Jewish and they all act like they're straight out of a Tupac video.
Is this Malibu's Most Wanted come to life?
Yeah. Pretty much.
C-Tates. You seem to have like an incredible grasp of the C-Tates vernacular, so.
I was really surprised. I was kind of haunted with it, and that's why it came back to me so easily. It's just because that's what I grew up around and listening to white kids endlessly use that vernacular, and I just had to sit there and kind of bang my head against the desk, and that's probably the nutshell of living in Florida.
Yeah, just to let all the people know who don't know. A lot of times people will be like, oh, man. The C-Tates posts are really funny, and I'm like, oh, thanks. But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know, Bernsey writes all those. I don't write, you know.
Did you know? I mean, it's a fact. I cry when I write them out of the sorrow of having to experience that stuff firsthand.
Because my whole conception of C-Tates was just that he was, like, mumbly and sort of, you know, just like, hey, girl, fucking suck my dick, you know, like junior college Armin White status. But Bernsey really has a handle on the the true vernacular of the South Florida Wigger. Because, and it's funny because like I'll tell jokes about, like I'll tell cholo based jokes to these guys sometimes, and no one will really get it, and I'm just like, what, you don't like, how do you guys not get that? And because they're just not,
he'll throw in some like cholo slang that we don't get, and we're like,
like here's a good example. I heard this when I was back in Fresno for Christmas break, this joke, and it's hey, how do you what do you call a Mexican with one leg longer than the other?
I don't know.
Not even, eh? And they don't even get it. No one laughs.
I got it.
That shit's fucking hilarious. In Fresno, goddammit.
Fresno, that kills.
That kills. Yeah. Oh, it kills.
That kills in Fresno.
If I tell that out, you know, where we're drying raisins.
If you go to the Chuckle Hut in Fresno and tell that joke, it'll bring the house down every time.
We don't even have a Chuckle Hut. You know what we have? We have the Thai you Palms, which is a Thai restaurant that doubles as a comedy club now.
You have the Casa de Jaja.
Casa de Chistes.
With two J's.
Yeah, J's. That's why I said Jaja.
Yeah, dude, let's rock some Chet Hayes. What do you guys think?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I haven't even heard this yet.
Wait, do you want to hear the one that's about Northwestern?
Yeah, I want to hear the Northwestern one, actually.
Wait, is that where I assume he went there?
Oh, he goes there. He's a sophomore.
Oh, he goes there and he's rapping about it.
Yeah.
This is like...
Yeah, he's like, I'll read books and smoke blunts.
Did he really say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you get... Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what it's been. White and purple, white and purple, white and purple, white and purple.
Because that's their colors.
Yeah. Oh, he just stole this from you know what Black it's been.
White and purple, white and purple, white and purple, white and purple.
That's making me sad. I got to stop it.
That's so terrible. It's so terrible.
Did that just write himself out of Tom's will?
I don't know. The worst part is like he didn't even come up with the idea of a cover where you change the name of the colors. Like there was someone else at Northwestern who came out with that song.
Already?
Yes.
There was already a white
school,
and purple?
Somebody's done that song for every damn school in the country.
Well, every color combination possible that has been done.
Wait,
They did not do that for UC San Diego.
The original song is black and yellow for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I knew.
Come
on.
Sorry, emo
really?
Brett.
Whoa, yeah, Brett caught a pop culture reference.
Whoa. I just feel like maybe you get double points for beating up Tom Hanks' son and a white rapper. I mean, that's bonus round right there. Just,
right.
Somebody should
and a guy named Chet.
Oh wow!
Triple word score.
Yeah.
Honestly, do you think
triple word to your mom score?
Course, and you just got fucking.
Is his real name Chet?
Yeah, well, it's Chester, but he's always gone by Chet.
That doesn't Chester make that name better.
Blacker than Chet.
Yeah.
Chet. Yeah, that's if you're gonna go ahead and change it to Hayes, you might as well change Chet.
Yeah, one of my homies is Chester.
Just like, go with cheese.
He's
Hayes.
The hood too.
Hayes.
Well, Chester's one of those names that is so white that it became sort of black, where Chet hasn't quite gotten to that point yet, I don't think.
I don't know. I know three Chets, and two of them are black, and one of them's Mexican. So, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think you know the only two and one of that combo on Earth.
You know more Chets than I've ever met.
I have met Chets, I guess you could say.
Do you got more Chets than a Pacific Palisades phone book, son?
That was funnier than it was supposed to be.
Okay, so the lyrics
that kills
were
in Malibu.
Some of the lyrics were: I got a call from the brothers in the frat house. I'm with my girl trying to get up under that blouse. She a freshman. She a freak though. In the bed, but a lady in the street. Yo,
I like when you rhyme yo with yo. That's always good.
That's pure C Tates right there.
Well, that's a ludicrous song, isn't it though? About the lady and the freak.
There's ludicrous in there. It's terrible to know this.
Did he go to the C Tate School of
of white rhyming
and lyricism,
white rapetry.
I think even C. Tate thinks that he's too white.
Oh,
for
Oh wow, C. Tate thumbs his nose.
Yo, I ain't stepping up to this. To these streets. But do you think he's real? I don't know. I feel like
the look on his face in that screen cap makes him feel a little real.
It feels like it can't be real.
You calling shenanigans?
His dad's Tom Hanks. His name's Chet, and he thinks he's gonna have like a rap career. He's repping Santa Monica and Pacific
but
Palisades.
But he's only 19 years
songs.
Old. We did some pretty stupid stuff at 19. We just didn't have the power.
No, not that stupid.
None of us.
Well,
did.
Yeah, but we don't have the power of Tom Hanks as our father.
You know what I like is like everybody's like, oh, frat boy rap, blah blah blah, and it's like, what the fuck fraternity were you in? Because I mean. A couple of us were in fraternities, and if we did that, probably get our ass kicked probably like the second
day. We would be mercilessly.
I was not in a fraternity.
I don't know about that. Well, I mean, at least I had DJs in my fraternity.
We would not have allowed that.
It depends what school you go to. I went to a California State school, so there was white guys rapping at the fraternity.
Everyone's either a DJ or a rapper.
Yeah.
And or.
Then again, keep in mind Florida, so I can't even really... I've seen it all.
So if you're not a DJ in Florida, you're a rapper.
Club promoter.
That's pretty good.
Or coke dealer.
I guess that's the way to put it.
Yeah.
And they're too big of pussies down here to be drug dealers, too.
Well, yeah, Jews don't deal the drugs. They might.
No. They buy it, and then they hide it somewhere to pretend like they did it.
Consigliere role is what we call it in The Godfather. Tom Rothman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I just threw a movie reference on a movie podcast. What's up?
Wow.
Oh, what
that's
of
right.
it?
Don't. I guess we do talk about movies sometimes on here, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm halfway calling shenanigans just because I feel like if you had even like
is Colin Shenanigans his brother? Is that his rap name?
That's his DJ's name. DJ Colin Shenanigans.
Well, it's his brother, Colin Hanks. It's Colin Shenanigans.
Oh, I missed that. Wow. Yeah, I approve. That's, flew over my head. Yeah, I approve. Like that. Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Coming tonight, Chet Hayes and Colin Shenanigans.
Colin Shenanigans is the C murder to Chet Hayes' Master P.
The name Colin Shenanigans is actually really good.
Colin
though.
Shenanigans is good, but it's got to be C-O-L-I-N.
It's so Irish, too.
Yeah. So you could be like House of Pain. You could be like a Southie rapper, yeah. Colin Shenanigans.
Yeah, well, you and Glonesy McGlone.
Well, I would have figured if Colin had become the rapper, he would have been Ballin' Hanks, but... I like shenanigans.
True.
Colin Shenanigans is really good.
Which one's the more embarrassing, Hanks?
Is that the funniest thing I've said on the podcast? Is that takeover?
That's instantly in the top five, though.
Is that an instant classic? All right. That doesn't take over Good Night and Good Chins?
Joe Rogaine's still up there.
Joe Rogaine, yeah.
I feel like your most memorable ones are the ones where you just look at us and demand that we laugh because it was so genius.
Yeah.
It's more like a yelling of laughter. Like,
right.
You better fucking laugh or I'm going to crush you.
Well, I'm bigger than you guys, so I'm hoping I can intimidate you into laughing.
Whatever, dude. Laughter through
fight
intimidation.
Fight us into loving you.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight you till you care.
I'm going to punch the ambivalence out of you.
Good night, bitch.
So who's the more embarrassing son, Colin or Chet?
Well, we don't have a lot to go on with Chet.
Colin's got like a TBS series, doesn't he?
No, that got canceled.
What was the TBS series?
Sucks to be Colin.
Wasn't it Fox? I don't even remember what it was on, but it got canceled. So
I'm Colin Shenanigans.
To be honest with you, Vince, I've always been sort of ambivalent about Colin Shenanigans. I know you hate him, but I've
no, it's kind of a running joke that I hate him because it's partly a running joke and partly I do hate the sight of him just because he's such like looks like a goony mouth breather.
Yeah,
he's just such a goonish like
he looks really dumb.
He looks like a fucking goon. I can't like explain it any more clearly than that. But that's what he looks like. He doesn't, you know, it's sort of a running joke when I make fun of him because really there is no.
He's just such
a
wallflower, and I feel like there's not he's not worth summoning the energy to hate.
No, I think it's funnier to hate people like that, though.
Right.
The idea of it.
The hating people sort of for no reason.
Yeah, like him and Danny Masterson.
I wish
Danny Masterson's a DJ. You have to hate him.
That's true. I mean, I feel like if we delved into Danny Masterson, there would be plenty of legitimate reasons to hate him.
Yeah.
There would actually be real reasons. That man.
What's that?
There are levels to Danny Masterson. Colin Hanks is just you look at him and go, gah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Danny Masterson is just like an onion with like shit between right. the in between the
Colin Shenanigans is a grape.
You peel in just the soft grape middle.
Yeah, this sucks.
Kind of mushy and bland.
I hope for better. This grape sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sour.
Who else is hated in the film? On Film Drunk.
Like, those are my two favorite two
most favorite hated.
That's my two favorite to hate on, just because I don't know. It's fun.
But what does Danny Masterson even do?
Hold
these
on.
Days.
He claims, and like, I mean, I'm not, you know, an expert on this by any means, but
pretend to be. No one knows.
You just run his online fan club, but whatever.
Shh! Don't tell anyone. No, he. I guess he said that he quit acting to become a full time DJ.
Really?
And like, you can't really quit acting when you don't get jobs.
Yeah,
it's very easy to say.
He quote unquote quit acting after that 70s show ended.
Frankie Muniz said the same thing.
Yeah, but Frankie Muniz has like $100 million.
Yeah, he's a drummer in a band and he talks shit to people on Twitter.
I like that. Who did he get in a fight with?
It was LaBeouf.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, it was sort of like midget. That's like midget fighting.
Yeah. Because he was like, you're just jealous of my success and like something like that. And like,
I do like,
this was never a rivalry to me.
I do like that LaBeouf sort of picked Frankie Muniz like I picked Colin Hanks, where he's just like, I'm going to start a beef with this random motherfucker that no one even cares about anymore.
LaBeouf is beefing.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, hey, Edward Furlong? Fuck that guy.
He got arrested for stalking He Baby Mama.
Yep.
Isn't he in rehab again?
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to us. We're like TMZ.
Speaking of rehab, I like how the golden-voiced hobo, like, everyone's like, oh, what a great story. And then he goes to jail and, like, smokes crack and slaps his daughter. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's why he's a hobo.
Yeah. I thought it was a great story, and I figured that this could happen. I don't know. I don't feel that much regret about it. The guy has a talent. Hey, someone's like, all right, you can use it or you can continue to be a huge fuck-up, and, you know.
It's not America if we don't build them up and then break them down.
Exactly.
We'd love to do that. But if anyone has ever watched Intervention or Celebrity Rehab or any of those, you know that they're all destined for continued failure.
You're immediately an expert on addiction.
Yeah. One episode.
Any of those shows.
Yeah. You know.
Doesn't matter which. They're all the same.
Oh, a hobo crack addict? Oh, just give him a job and he'll be fine.
Well, to be honest, I mean, he's got voiceover jobs. Who does not expect the guy who does your voiceovers to be like an alcoholic?
Well, I think that's a requirement, but I don't
like,
think.
Who's the most famous baseball announcer of all time? Fucking Harry Carey, who's like the biggest drunk ever.
Well,
I mean,
he's dead.
He's dead. But
exactly.
Point proven.
Did we love him any less because he was a drunk? No.
We liked him a lot.
That's
sort of the old-timey. The new guys are all dickheads.
Yeah, everyone was drunk back then.
Yeah,
that's when they were good. We don't want any more fucking pussy-ass Brent Musburgers.
Joe
Fuck
Buck.
That guy.
Yeah, Joe Buck's
Joe Buck drinks wine coolers in the booth.
Oh, for man, sure. He's a Zima. He's just shotgunning Zimas back there.
Yeah, he's got Zima is discontinued, but he's got like a pallet jack full in his basement somewhere.
You know what I don't get about Joe Buck? If you have got that much forehead, do you really want like a giant like pompadour of feathered hair? Like your fucking face is already as long as my forearm. Do you really want just like 6 inches of straight up hair on your head on top of that?
Well, and he's got the biggest power alleys in town, too.
Yeah. I never actually heard that. Power alleys.
Power alleys? Never
liked that.
Yeah. Power alleys.
I don't get it. I mean,
well, it's not a good look.
If you're trying to look like an asshole, that's a perfect haircut. That's all I'm saying.
My favorite part of Joe Buck's career is when Artie Lang just dominated him on like his only episode of his show.
He lit up a Marlboro on the set.
One and done.
Yeah. I felt bad. I felt torn because, you know, I liked Artie a lot. And I don't think any of those jokes were that great, but I think it was priceless for the fact that everybody sort of recoiled in like scaredness of like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be seen taking part in these uncouth antics.
I don't think that's funny.
Yeah.
Is Artie back on Howard? I don't listen to Howard.
No, he's not.
Is he alive?
Like, it's weird because I thought about that today. I don't know how you find out about what the hell that guy's doing, but I mean, he was basically on Howard and then he like stabbed himself a bunch of times. And
yeah, it's fucking crazy.
I guess he's in recovery. No one really knows. I don't know.
That's another heroin addict. You just can't take the needle out of their arm. Gets tough to do.
Yeah. Well, we get bread here to the podcast every night.
Because of the drugs.
Oh, well.
Is this a 10 o'clock free crack giveaway? Speaking of
Steve's
guys
aren't going to pull themselves
speaking of
out.
Guys that need their own show, Tyrone Biggums as his own show would be the best thing ever. That's the crack addict from...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Red balls. Well, exit to the gift shop. We all saw it, right?
We did.
Burnsy?
Yep, twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. This was Vince's movie of the year on film.
I heard they're really into street art in Orlando.
No, it's just vomit.
Street vomit or just any type?
I heard street art is like the biggest thing outside of Disney World.
We call it splatter honk. It's catching up. You guys will see it soon enough. You guys are so behind us as it is.
Do you eat or drink like Four Loko and make really fluorescent colored vomit?
I could, because the 7-Eleven right next to my house still sells that shit.
Oh, stock up, dude.
Yeah, what are you doing? You can sell that for like $10 a can.
Buy that right now.
They're cracking down on people. I'm scared.
It's a growth market.
I can't go to prison for dealing black market Loko.
Black Loko?
You're not down with the cause enough.
Underground flavor.
No. I'm not going to support your habits.
Dude, we should start a street art flavored Four Loko.
Vince is drinking a lemon lime Four Loko right now.
I am.
FYI.
I've stockpiled enough Four Loko to where...
I love how the design of the can is camouflage. Like, you're going to hide in a fucking giant orange and white...
Like a sunflower orchard.
Well, I think it's because it actually grew it grew in the wild. Four Loko is all natural.
Yeah.
And urban camouflage for survival purposes.
I got about 10 more. I have enough for, you know, like at least half a year of Frotcasts. That's the only time I drink them. It's great.
I used to drink them for every Frotcast, and I seriously like felt my liver atrophying.
Well, my liver does steroids. So,
without your assistance, or
well, I don't know. Sometimes.
So anyway, exit through the gift shop.
Should I do a voice?
No.
Would that make this better?
No. Yeah.
Of course, Brett.
No. I don't like voices.
Oh, you did it anyway.
Hey, I'm Brett.
We do it to spite you.
Hey, I'm Brett. I don't like voices. Hey. I hate voices. Why you guys? Hey. I got a hat on.
Is that your best voice?
I bought a new hat today. Hey.
I just don't understand why you had to voice the other time. I don't like the voice.
I bought a new hat to the podcast. Hey, you guys like my new hat? It's nice.
I like that Brett's a retarded guy from Texas.
Hey,
oh, me
I draw, too. I draw pictures all day.
He sounds like Philip Rivers.
Hey.
Hey, you guys, take it easy, man. I got a new hat.
Wait, so Vince, this is really your favorite movie of the year?
I don't know why that's so hard to understand. I feel like the movie was a perfect metaphor for like the entertainment industry, and it's so perfectly tracked like the beginnings of a trend until the point at which it gets monetized, and then
everyone just has sex with it 1,000 times.
The way it gets monetized, and then the people who profit, where it's like, you know, something like a movement sort of happens, and then there's the people who start it, and then, you know, the world is just starting to catch on. And by the time they're catching on, the people making money off it are the people that are sort of, you know, after the crest of it, and, you know, they're just sort of seeking to capitalize. And, you know, whether it's true or not, I just thought it was just brilliant the way it sort of captured the way, like the chart of that whole movement.
I loved it, and I it annoyed me that everyone I talked to about it, or almost everyone I talked to about it, wanted to like discuss the conspiracy theory type thing. Like, do you think it was staged? Do you think that like Mr. Brainwash is Banksy or whatever?
People are idiots. Is the problem
exactly
there.
And the thing A, it was like it was such a good movie on its own. It's kind of like, who cares? It's sort of like the Inception ending, right? Like, who cares? Or B, also what I didn't like about it is, it's got that circular logic where you can't really tell one way or the other. So it's like, well, it doesn't – like my point would be like, it doesn't really seem like something he would do. It just seems kind of stupid to have staged all that. And then like people are like, well, that's exactly because he didn't think you'd be expecting him to do that. So it's perfect, you know, and then it's just stupid.
My buddy Mike made a good point when we were watching it, where his basic theory was that, you know, it was real up until, like, you know, there was this guy Terry, and he was documenting the world of street art. But the sort of fake part was, I mean, it's even hinted at in the movie where Banksy basically put him up to becoming Mr. Brainwash and selling out this art show, and that they were sort of helping him, you know, make this art show as Mr. Brainwash. And
well, yeah,
that makes sense.
I certainly don't think it was a 20-year. Like conspiracy or whatever you want to call it, to make some fake I think Terry really had crates and crates yeah. of tapes, and he was a crazy guy.
It gave me hives as someone who like used to, you know, take lots of DV movies.
Could you imagine editing all that?
Oh, it
Holy
gave me
shit.
Hives.
But I didn't think. But I don't think that's fake. I think what happened
was super real.
He put together the remote control thing, and then they said this guy is full of shit.
Exactly.
So I bet if we made him think that he's some great street artist, he would totally go for it. And I think they talked him into it and said, "There's your movie right there." It's talking this guy into doing it. So, but I don't think any of it was necessarily staged.
No. I don't think it was purely faked. I did enjoy it. It just certainly wasn't my favorite movie of the year. I mean, if you haven't seen it, I definitely recommend it. It was very enjoyable. Banksy's awesome. I would love to just see more of Banksy, even if it's just his masked voice with a black hood.
Yeah, still awesome.
I just loved like the Princess Diana pounds. He just boxes and boxes of fake British money that he's scared to throw out because people actually spend it. You know, all his stuff, the fake telephone booth, like all that stuff, I thought was absolutely genius.
I was a little surprised they got Shepard Perry to be in it because he's kind of the sellout of the crew, right?
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I hear differing stuff where he's either awesome or like the biggest asshole ever.
Well, I guess
Burns is picking his nose.
from what I read, him and Banksy are actually friends, but who knows what the reality is?
Yeah, I'm sure they are. It's pretty close in its scene, it seems like. But I mean, he's definitely mainstream, you know.
Well, hey, does he own and run Obey?
Yeah.
That seems like he's made, you know, quite a bit of money off of that.
I got no problem with selling.
What was the story with him getting sued by the AP?
Oh, the Obama Hope picture thing is from the change poster that he's so famous for now is from the AP's library.
Oh, so he just took a picture and then arted it up.
He shooped it. He gave it a shoop, which is kind of bullshit, right? Because fuck the AP.
Does that mean they're going to sue us for putting Lobster Dog on everything?
Yeah, dude, if they found out about Lobster Dog, that is...
yeah, all the dogs that I Photoshop, I just hope that the owners never...
The owners of the dogs?
Wait, yes. those aren't all your dogs and animals?
No, they are. Oh. They totally are.
I thought you were like Perry Grip, just like you have a whole room full of animals. Like, hey, birthday dog, good morning. Oh, hey there, homophobic turtle. How's it going?
When he comes home, it's like Ace Ventura. Yeah.
Come to me, jungle animals.
Come to me, Autofellatio Walrus.
Stop that. Stop
Someone
that.
Someone claims Autofellatio Walrus is a manatee, but I'll have to look into this.
Nah. I've seen manatees. I've slept with manatees. I know better.
That is awesome to think of you just with all your jungle creatures helping you out. Birthday dog, what do you think about this post?
I just want Sassy Ostrich to be with me at all times.
That motherfucker would kick hard, though. Those ostriches are mean.
That's the cassowaries. Ostriches
No. The cassowaries and the emus. Emus are a filthy, filthy animal.
Yeah.
I used to repair fences by an emu farm. They make this thumping sound in their chest, right? Like the breast feathers.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, man, they hate people. Fucking emus. You gotta rev the 4-track, scare them off.
Good story, Brett.
Yeah, nice. Well, is that it for Exes of the Gift Shop?
No, not at all. Burnsy, we didn't even hear you. What do you think?
I mean, you guys brought up points that I didn't even think about. I just saw it as a guy. First of all, Terry or whatever, the first second I saw him, I was just expecting Rob Schneider to pop out of him. I mean that guy was the best Rob Schneider character that Rob Schneider never played.
Yeah, I could see that.
But, you can't do it.
And then, but I just saw it as a guy who got sucked into it because of his, you know, his. I was fascinated by his eccentrics with the video camera always having to be on. He was like Randy, the dad from South Park, in that guinea pig episode where he just won't stop filming.
I'm
everyone.
So startled.
Yeah.
Are you startled?
Oh,
are you guys feeling
the Cloverfield episode?
Yeah. Okay. And I just saw him as this guy with an eccentric behavior that got sucked in by the street art guys, and then all of a sudden he thought, you know what, I really could do this myself. And then he kind of showed them up by becoming an overnight sensation, and they realized, you know, we made a monster. Like, yeah, well, that's kind of how I saw it, at least. I didn't even think about the fact that it could have been faked or anything.
Well, even if it all right, so assuming it's all real, like, I think the amazing thing about him was, one, that he had, like, this backstory that if you had written that into a script, you would be very impressed with yourself, where you're like, oh, this guy films everything because his mother died when he was a child, and
it's
you know,
like a Michel Gondry movie.
It seriously yeah. is, and his family like hid it from him, and blah blah blah, and then you know he's filming everything, and then when he becomes this fake street artist, he basically he's just hanging out with these guys, and he's not that smart. I think I really liked how he was like the Forrest Gump narrator the whole time. Where
he seemed sort of oblivious to,
oh
yeah,
completely yeah. oblivious. Some of the questions are amazing because you do learn more when you have like an idiot narrator who just asks like the dumbest questions. Ever.
Well, when
like,
he, yeah, when he asked Banksy, he's like, "Is that real money? The Princess Di money?" He's like, "What are you fucking serious?"
Yeah, and he asked the one guy, he's like, "So you really know how to draw then? Right? Yes?" And the guy's like, "That's a painting." And that's why I liked the movie, just because there were so many of those things where if you'd written them into a fiction movie, they'd be almost too slick, and then it just
almost too like, oh, that's not even believable, too much like that.
Yeah, where he has a backstory that like perfectly, you know, perfectly backs up what he is today, and then when he became the street artist, he totally like accidentally turned the whole movement into like a parody of itself. It's like, oh, this thing that was so natural and these guys were doing, he totally picked out all the cliches of the genre and then showed you like how retarded they were.
Yeah, I enjoyed how the moral of the story kind of trumped itself, where it's just at the end the Banksy's promoter's like, well, in the end, I feel like the joke's really on. Well, I'm not even sure who the joke's really on.
I don't even know if that's a joke.
And it's kind of true, because he one-upped them at their game, and then they can't really complain about it, but they all kind of want to complain about it, where they're just like, oh, fuck it. We were kind of outdone by someone bringing
some
it on
semi-retard
a lower level.
Guy, yeah. Who right. just photoshopped a bunch of...
Maybe the you take it one step above, and suddenly the joke's on.
Yeah, that was the big thing, was that all his shit was so just unoriginal. I mean, he just really photoshopped a bunch of crap and did what the other guys already did. And, I mean, by the point that he's saying how he sold off everything, remortgaged his house, refinanced his business and all that, and sold off everything, I wanted him to lose every penny.
Yeah, well, I feel like that was the big missing chunk of the big hole in the movie for me, where it's like, how did he get all this money? Because I mean, I know he was selling clothes to hipsters and whatever, but I mean,
I love the counterpoint to that, where you want him to lose all the money. I'm glad everyone that went to his art show got fucking like
yeah,
ripped off, because oh, everyone yeah. they interviewed there, I'm like, oh god, I want to
that black
you
hipster
you,
with yeah. the one flap down on his stupid like sheepdog hat. And it's like 90 degrees out.
There's the girl that says art is all around us towards the end, and I wanted to punch my screen like five times when she said that.
Yeah, and she said it all sassy. She's like, sweetheart, art is all around us. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, sweetheart.
Oh,
take a look.
God, how do you guys live around that?
Well, that's L.A.
Yeah,
that's L.A.
There's quite a difference between L.A. and San Francisco.
Yeah, quite. Quite.
San Francisco is more like Seattle. I mean, it's annoying. Don't get me wrong. It's
yeah,
just annoying for different reasons.
We got our fair share of hipsters, but it's a different sort of crew. It's yeah. not a bunch of people wanting to be like in the Hollywood scene, which yeah. is has breeds its own creature. I did like that it backed up the theory of if there's a crowd and people waiting in line, more people want to wait in that line.
Yeah,
it's like, really, you're going to wait in a line to see a bunch of photoshopped like Obamas with a wig? Like, yeah. Oh, my God, I got to see it. It's art.
Well, that is...
Sorry, and that was one of the things that I got a kick out of, was at the end where they say that Madonna even commissioned him to do the cover of her Greatest Hits album, and it's just that same damn photo of her with the wig.
With that blonde wig that he does for everything.
That was every damn picture except for the Elvis and the Machine Gun. It was the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Forget about that.
I love the tomatoes.
Fisher Price.
The tomato spray, like the...
Yeah, that was
so
a lot.
So you just took an Andy Warhol painting and put it into
a spray paint,
and yeah. it was like... Yeah, and that was basically the centerpiece of the entire show.
And him, when he made the original pieces, all he did is they pushed him up and down in a wheelchair and he just splattered paint on it. And then that made yeah. each one original.
Yeah, that was great.
No, yeah. I definitely enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the sort of mocking of the ridiculous art world. And they show, you know, all sorts of pieces at the Christie's auctions, and they're selling for tens or whatever, hundreds of thousands of dollars or whatever it was. But I don't know, it Terry as he was sort of like lovable yet annoying. And the stuff I enjoyed was all the stuff with Banksy. Like I had certainly never seen the video of him putting the Guantanamo Bay guy on the whatever
that
the
was
Thunder Mountain
awesome.
Railroad. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, Disney didn't like that. I remember when that happened.
No, really, that was one of my favorite things about the movie was like he's all over the world. He's on the fucking West Bank. He draws, he does a stencil on the West Bank, yeah, like in fucking Israel. And the only time he gets in trouble is at Disneyland. And it's like, he could go to fucking Waziristan and just go crazy with the spray paint. But if you really want to get in trouble, just go to Disneyland.
Fucking go to Disneyland.
You're like in a back, suddenly, you're, like 5 seconds later, he's in a back room, like getting worked over.
When he didn't even do anything.
Mauskwitz.
Yeah, well, make. Hey, you motherfucker, I saw you on camera, bitch. I'll fucking kill you, motherfucker. Talk. Fucking talk. Tell me who your friends are, faggot.
Was that A.C. Weisbecker that called it Mauskwitz?
He's
working for Disney or something?
I don't remember that.
I think so.
I'll fucking kill you.
He sent me another email this week.
Yeah? Is he still crazy?
How's he doing?
He's good. Man, I don't know. He's still on this whole like 9/11 conspiracy tip. I don't really know how to deal with that.
I don't know where to go with that one.
Don't give him my email address.
I love the guy, but I just don't know. Even if he's right, it's like you just got this endless wormhole of facts and counterfacts, and I feel like there should be maybe we should be trying hard to figure out which ones are real, but it's just exhausting because it never goes anywhere.
Well, as much as I dislike Bush and his whole administration, there's no way any American would ever seriously like bomb our own country. There's just no way.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It's patently absurd.
Well, it's also too well organized. I mean, if we're not well organized enough to fucking build something in the giant hole after what, 10 years?
10 years.
Are we really? Yeah, we're organized enough to like fucking take it down and create this entire conspiracy.
Well, we're organized enough to go into another country and just destroy them.
Yeah, but we're not organized enough to build something in the hole.
Yeah, we're organized enough to like fly planes into things and blow up buildings.
I mean, in general, conspiracy theories tend to kind of fall apart in the fact that you can't get more than 100 people in a room without it turning into a middle management clusterfuck.
Yeah,
right. There's no way that many people can keep anything secret for very long.
Yeah, like every human. I mean, unless they just killed everyone, they made them all go in the buildings that had something to do with it.
Oh, Ben's on to something.
Uh-oh.
Open
open back up the case.
No.
9/11 commission.
I'll get the dossier.
Loose change indeed, my friend.
Loose change.
Bernsey, how
loose
do they do it at Pageantry ligaments magazine?
Great.
I mean, how do you keep from leaks? I mean, I feel like there's...
Oh, I won't divulge any secrets of
it's
that.
It's called there's, anonymous.
I know things ahead of time. I know who wins what. And,
anonymous sources, Vince.
Is it me? Am I the prettiest?
Do you have a champagne security clearance?
Do you guys want me to judge a pageant of you guys right now?
Do it. Do it. Everyone get in front of the camera.
To be honest, there probably are a lot of child pageants in Orlando, correct?
Oh, this is the capital of it.
Really? Have you gone to any of them?
They have them all out of Disney. They go out to Disney World and spend the week there, and they do all the family thing, and then they get together.
That is a roller coaster ride of emotions.
Is it as disgusting?
You get to see Goofy. You get raped by some dude.
Is it as disgusting and heart terrible as it looks on TV?
I've only been to a few, really fun. I went to one over the summer that had this awesome Elvis impersonator. It was just fantastic. I talked to him for like an hour.
I feel like it'd be more fun if you were actually there in person. And you actually, you were one of the people that got to have sex with the little girls, but
as opposed to just their parents.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to just be watching it on TV.
I can go ahead and write off this freelance job now.
Sorry, I was joking, everybody. I don't really like to have sex with little girls.
My Bernsey. God, you're actually drinking Four Loko.
That's insane. Yes,
yeah,
I am.
Vince really is.
Yeah, we turned on the video Skype.
We turned on the Four Loko cam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bernsey, do you have like weird male stalkers because they read Pageant magazine and they see the editor in chief is Ashley Burns and they go, I bet that chick's hot.
Yeah, what was that? There's that old quote from Mission Impossible, Max, about the ambiguity is a wonderful thing. It's not, because it's creepy as hell. I could make my Facebook picture a picture of me naked with my balls and penis in my hand, and people say, "Oh, she made a funny comment."
That's a funny picture of her. I wonder, is that her boyfriend? Maybe.
Yeah.
I think. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you know, I'm used to it. I mean, you can imagine what elementary school and middle school were like. But I'll tell you, the greatest thing about it was always getting to college and girls realizing how much they loved the name Ashley for a guy. And I actually parlayed that into touching boobs.
That's solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made it all worth it.
Yeah, it made up for the wedgies.
They're only like, they're like halfway bicurious. They're like, I don't really want to, like, you know, touch a boob, but I will make out with a dude with a chick's name.
And touch his man boobs.
Yeah. And I've got some perks. I got some perky man boobs.
Yeah.
Fuck, now what are you looking at me for?
I don't know, because you're an asshole.
Fuck you, Vince.
Whatever, dude.
You think you're all high and mighty with your fucking podcast?
So, do you do a lot of judging of the pageants, or do you just simply edit?
No, I've only judged two.
So what is the judging based on?
All sorts of stuff, you know.
Fatness. It's all fatness. You the fattest, you lose.
I get up on stage with a marker and circle fat spots. It's just like when I was in the fraternity.
Oh, you are not going
to
win.
I think you should get Fred Schneider of the B-52s to be the MC. And here we go with Miss California.
Here comes the models.
What if you got Fred Schneider and Jella Biafra?
Wow, that would just be a nightmare. Yeah. Just really loud, like, gay talk singing.
Yeah, exactly.
One of my favorite clips ever was the...
It's time for the music scene!
The semi-retarded girl that answered, like, 15... The one question and answered it with, like, 10 jumbled answers. The Miss Georgia...
Your Iraq, your South Africa.
Yeah, it was Miss Teen South Carolina.
Oh, my God, that was so amazing. Because you just know she was prepped for all these different questions, but the one she got, she didn't know what to say, so she just combined four different answers into one. I loved it.
And she's better off right now than any of the girls that actually win them. She's famous now, and she's off doing TV or something.
Yeah, hey, yeah. If you're going to be famous, just fucking be famous, even if it's for being retarded.
How many comparable answers to Miss Teen South Carolina have you seen?
The two that I've been to in person, and you know, a lot of these girls are really, really smart, which it gets screwed up when you get to see the South Carolina girl talking, but we don't care about the smart ones.
Metaphor for America.
Does anyone ever ask you for a 7? Do they?
Give me a fucking 7, Judge.
Does anyone ever put the whole system on trial?
And she just pulls her bikini aside.
The two times I've done it, I've hauled ass out.
Give me a 7. Like,
You can't see it, but Brendan's miming.
I have such a conscience. I just feel terrible about judging people.
Birds you can see.
Then I get behind my keyboard and I judge you fuckers left and right.
That's right. That must be why. You write this pageant magazine and then you like get done. You're like, all right, I'm going to take down fucking Spencer and whatever that is, Heidi, whatever that bitch's name is.
Oh, just so he says it too.
Yeah.
Fucking Spencer.
I just inadvertently, Four Loko makes you slip into a junior college Armin White by accident.
Fucking Spencer and fucking, what's a bitch? That fucking bitch.
You know, that bitch. Fucking,
stupid,
you know.
Stupid bitch.
She sucks all his dick.
Fucking stupid bitch.
Hold on. I think we have a call.
He must be sleeping in.
What do you want, bro?
Hey, it's junior college Armin White.
Bro, I was fucking sleeping, man. I had this dream that fucking Maria Menounos was giving me a hand job, bro.
That's cool. We saw some cool pictures of her this week.
Man, I always watch Access Hollywood when I big ache.
Big ache? What is that? What does that even mean?
Fucking fry balls, man, you know?
Okay. Hey, junior college Armin White, we're talking about this movie. It's about street art. I was wondering, are you familiar with the street artist Borf?
Yeah, man. Dude owes me a fucking twomp, bro.
Really? So you know who he is, Andy, and you're familiar with him?
And you deal him drugs.
Personally.
Fucking smoked him out so many times, dude. That guy's art makes gay statements about the shit that doesn't even fucking... Whatever.
Would you care to elaborate on that? Any?
No.
But what? Well, what else did you think? I mean, there's a lot of other things that happened in the movie.
I don't know. That movie was cool, but like this chick was like sticking her toes in my crotch, so like I wasn't really paying attention. But I thought it made some statements about the.
Art world?
What?
Did it make statements about the art world? Or
what the fuck are you talking about, man?
I was just wondering where you're going with this review. You tend to ramble, Junior College Armour White.
What?
Well, it's this thing that you
don't even know what the fuck you're talking. It's fucking film drunk. It's like you're drunk. You're on like Four Loko, and you're just fucking. You're like. You know, you're like my boy Scooze Major, and you're just like not even. You're part of the grand scheme of fucking. I don't know, man. Fuck you guys. I hate you guys.
I like how Armin White and Junior College White both have a sort of conspiracy theorism.
I don't even know what that word means, man. I flunked remedial English.
Subject A, did you take it?
I was in the class. I was enrolled, but I was too busy enrolling my own blunts, if you know what I mean.
Did you take a dubs?
Yeah, I took a dubs. I'm dropping dubs all over this motherfucking JC.
Yeah, well, you know.
What's up? Dubs represent.
You represent it with all your withdrawals?
Throwing up the W for all the withdrawals in my JC. I ain't even finished classes. JCA dubs ain't care. JCA dubs ain't care.
Really passionate about withdrawing from class.
I'm passionate about fuck you, man. Fuck you. I'm gonna go fucking smoke some bowls, man.
Hold on, we have a guy on the line that says you owe money.
Oh shit.
I think we lost him.
That was it. I'm a big fan of Junior College Armin White. Yeah. I don't know if he's doing much with his life, but I'd like to hear from him.
High hopes though.
He sounded unprepared.
I don't know if he prepares for much except for smoking bowls.
Right.
Yeah.
He certainly isn't preparing for the rest of his life with all those withdrawals in his junior college classes.
Do you think he's excited for the Golden Globes?
Burnsy, are you excited for the Golden Globes?
I'm ecstatic. Help. I hope Grown Ups wins everything.
I do too. help us come up with a good drinking game for Golden Globes, because I came up with one last year and I don't want to plagiarize myself.
Do the film drunkards really watch it?
here's you plagiarizing yourself. Fart, fart, poop. Poop, fart, fart.
Oh, look, we got...
Quote mark.
We got Junior College Armin White number 2 over here.
It's Art College Armin White. Yeah. I'm fucking doing a drawing, man. I'm like drawing my life over here, bro.
Yeah.
Do the drunkards really watch it? Do you watch it?
I don't think it's worth watching unless you make it a drinking game. If you do make it a drinking game, I think it might actually be worth watching.
I just find award shows... like the lowest common denominator of TV.
This is true, but if you can isolate the cliches of an award show and make it into an exercise in getting drunk and recognize those cliches, I think it can be fun. It has
so
potential.
Then thanking certain people, like
this year, I'm saying mention of the Arizona shooting.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's got
Arizona anniversary of Haiti.
Ooh, Haiti, all right. I always say ribbons.
I think red AIDS ribbons, you guys, they're back in a big way this year. AIDS is the cause du jour once again.
I think any ribbons counts as a drink.
And then
people used to care about AIDS.
What about thanking God? Is that going to kill people?
I mean, this is not a football game.
Well, that's true. Cam Newton was very passionate about Jesus helping him win the national championship.
And $180,000.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I always knew that Jesus was a big football fan, especially college. I didn't know he was a big Auburn fan, though. That was a surprise.
Yeah, Jesus was just up there on the cross yelling War Eagle.
You know I got one last thing to say before you fucking crucify me. War Eagle!
War Eagle!
All right, so we got Arizona Tragedy, we got Haiti Anniversary. Ribbons. What else?
Well, I think if we were more accurate, we'd have been like, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. War Eagle!
War Eagle! I like how everyone had a British accent a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
They spoke English and had a British accent.
Yeah.
War Eagle!
Well, it's set in Persia. Well, we can't speak Farsi in the movie, but clearly we can get Jake Gyllenhaal to do an English accent.
That won't play in Middle America.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
How about this? Ricky Gervais is hosting. He's got a giggle, like every comic I know has a giggle. I don't know why. But every time he does that high-pitched giggle thing at
you
himself.
You have a giggle.
There you go. I'm just saying.
Every time he giggles, you drink?
Yes. Every time he does that, high-pitched giggle at one of his own jokes, you got to giggle.
I want him to giggle and drink.
Yeah.
I want one for him referencing last year's show. So I feel like that was kind of a.
Here's one. Yeah, referencing Steve Carell in any way.
Was that the host of last year?
No, it's his counterpart in the American Office.
He's done that twice now. He did it when he hosted last year, and then he did it when he presented the year before.
Exactly. And in the promos, he's also referencing Steve Carell.
That was last year's, right?
Yeah. And then you got to go to Steve Carell making the deadpan face, not being funny as usual, and I kill myself. Chug, you got to chug for the as soon as he says, "Oh, I can't believe they had me back here."
Was that British? Was it?
You know what that was? That was whatever the fuck I wanted it to be.
That was that Orlando grammar.
Yeah, exactly. That was.
He sounds tough. I shouldn't fuck with him.
Yeah.
Dude, he's going to write so many raps about Orlando right now.
He's going to lapse into C-Tate's voice and just scare us all and threaten to put some buck in your
ass. I'll turn my gun sideways.
Yeah.
Is the Golden Globes the one where they're all sitting at a bunch of tables, or are they sitting in...
They try to make it look like a nightclub lounge.
Yeah, is that
oh,
one?
Oh, did they do that? That was the one where we had the amazing GIF animation of Brendan Fraser, where he claps his hands and points and like a retard.
I thought he was retarded. Like,
he might
seriously.
Be.
Yeah, he's
got
to be.
I mean, he's got... Look at the movie choices he's made.
What about polite laughter? When you're not really thinking it's funny, right? They always cut to that.
That's
shit.
That's a little subjective.
Yeah, that's subjective, unfortunately, Brett.
You can't.
I hope you guys have fun. I'll be watching football.
Who's fucking reffing this shit?
But football will be over by then. That's the thing.
Hey, look. If it's a question, why don't they just call you? Give out your number, and they'll just call you up during the Golden Globes.
They could Skype me.
Yeah. Subjective? Nah.
No. Nope.
They thought that was
objective.
Funny.
Case closed.
Yeah.
What else repeatedly happens that people could yay or nay on?
You can't do the polite laugh. You got to do the cup when they show the couple where the guy does the half laugh and then leans into his girlfriend or date or wife or whatever and explains the joke.
Good point.
How about nominee face when they're kind of slumped down in their chair and they have their fingers kind of in a teepee like next to their mouth? You know, like.
Well, yeah. you could.
When they're doing the nominees,
no one can see you do that. But
it was for you guys.
Again, I don't know who watches, but you could do like a sort of fantasy draft beforehand and pick, depending on who you're watching with, how many people. But everyone picks a winner, and the other losers have to drink
every time they show Johnny Depp because he's nominated for like seven different things.
He didn't officially change his name to whatever the fucking pirate
Golden Globe. Jack Golden Globe Sparrow.
Yeah, Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just going to pound a beer for me not watching it.
Yeah, I don't. I can't. Don't do it. Don't do it for me.
I'm just going to sit in the parking lot, smoke cigarettes, and drink a 40.
I mean, you could drink every time someone's not there and they do the video cutaway of them accepting their award.
That's true.
But how long until people start Skyping into award shows? That would be awesome. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank the orphans. I'm out. Well,
it's even better. They don't even have to call in live. It's like a pre-recorded thing. So it's like, hey, you won. Do you want to record this? Oh, sure. Here. Thanks, everybody. Later.
Suck my dick.
They could video Skype like Burnsy's doing right now. But the thing is,
there's a delay.
There's like a 10-second delay.
It's more than
so
that. It's like 15 seconds at least.
Yeah, if we were like jacking off looking at each other, like I'd have come by now and he could still be watching me jacking off.
Well, but I think it's also the frame rate is very low. So we can't.
But he'd hear you, so he'd know.
Dude, I just want to
hear Brendan.
Brendan
could only masturbate in a soundproof room because he's so loud.
They built him a special tank.
His masturbation
my
tank?
My parents, yes. Yeah. He built me a tank.
A jerk-off tank.
It's a cauldron.
Yes.
This is my son's jack-off tank.
It's like it was a converted iron lung.
just with your head inside.
He's got to put his head in like an astronaut helmet.
Put your wiener flopping around.
Yeah, and then I just sound like then I sound like an old timey diver. I'm like.
No, you're like Ed Harris in the
abyss.
You're like Ed Harris in the abyss. You're like trying to type on your little wrist, your wrist typewriter. jacking off.
Just whale.
I love you so much.
There's just whale sounds coming out.
That's a complex way that Vince just has his jerk off couch.
Yeah.
He's like, oh man, these blog posts are making me horny.
Yeah. Well, kind of sinks in there. It's a little worn out now. He's got like 3 feet of cushion around him on all sides.
Oh, yeah. He sinks in right away. Birthday dog tucks him in.
Oh, yeah. Just tucks the balls back.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Tuck
Vince
my balls
Vaughn's
back.
Eating an ice cream cone and watching.
Keanu just looking at that.
Just sad.
Yeah, just sad.
So sad.
He's just looking across. He's looking across the couch at Vince, just so sad.
Jake Gyllenhaal's Sandwich.
That's my favorite. That's one of the unsung heroes of the meme world.
Sandwich?
Oh, Sandwich, you're hilarious.
Oh, Sandwich. You're so funny.
Just from everything I know about Jake Gyllenhaal, from having heard his stories, it sounds pretty accurate.
Well, I thought that was true.
I've heard he's just a good time party boy.
Well, but he's a big fan of. He thinks sandwiches are just really funny.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, should we talk about Armin White at the award show?
We got multiple emails.
I suppose we could.
We got multiple emails.
That was really awesome. Armin White is like, I mean,
is there a video of that?
I looked. I have not found any.
If anyone has a video of that, Armin White at the what awards?
The New York.
The New York Film Critics Circle. Yeah.
Is that the one that he's the chairman of? Or
yeah,
what's
exactly.
He the chairman of?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The Manhattan Bull Moose.
The Baltimore Bull Moose.
No, that's Armin White Hammond. That's
Armin White Hammond, yeah.
Similar, though.
Yeah, but seriously, Armin White, great IRL troll or greatest IRL troll?
Probably the greatest, right?
Probably the
greatest.
He is like the best. You can't get any more trollish than that guy. And then the only other picture I've seen is the one that Vince photoshops into the film drunk ones. But there was a couple pictures of him on the story. I saw it on Gawker. And, man, he just looks so trollish.
Well, I feel compelled to defend Armin White because,
well,
like, a couple of things
were... the listeners in that didn't know the story.
So basically, he went to the New York Film Critics Circle Awards.
Well, he emceed it.
And,
is it the Circle Jerk Awards or no?
Basically.
Different one?
All right. So a few of the things that happened were like...
All film awards shows are Circle Jerk Awards.
Darren Aronofsky went up and, Armin White dissed Black Swan. And so when Aronofsky went up, he was
So I actually didn't read all the info. Was Armin White the host?
He's the president. He's the chairman of the film.
And the winner of the...
Yeah,
movie of the year is fucking Black Swan.
Transformers.
Taylor.
I went to the bathroom. Did someone yell "bull mules" in an old timey
bull moose?
The bull Baltimore moose. Bull moose is Armin White.
Donnie, you're fucking out of your element. Yeah.
You're like a fucking kid walking in and out of a conversation.
So basically, Armin White, he did not give Black Swan a very good review. So when Aronofsky went up. He said something to the effect of, thanks, Armin White, you give us yet another reason not to read the New York press. And, when
he said, Darren Aronofsky reads me. He knows where the knowledge is.
Yeah. And when...
Really no, he said, he knows where the truth
is. He knows where the truth is. He reads me, so that means he knows the truth, which is so beautifully Armin White.
Yeah.
But when he introduced Michelle Williams... Who, I don't know what you guys think of Michelle Williams. I've personally always thought she's a fucking horrible actress. She always has that, like...
Has she ever really done anything besides
the TV show? She always
looks
like her entire career consists of looking like she just smelled a fart.
I don't know who that is.
She has pissed me off since Dawson's Creek.
Exactly.
Is she the blonde one?
She's the blonde one in Dawson's Creek. She was in Brokeback Mountain. That's like probably the one acting role that she actually got good reviews in.
She's in something lately where she had different hair, and I was like, oh, shit, that's that
Blue Valentine.
One. Yeah, she's in Baby Goose's movie.
So she, Armin White brought her up, and he had the audacity to praise her performance in a movie that came out in 2004. And so she comes up and she says, like, man, if you had to go back 10 years to find a movie that you liked that I was in, you must really not have liked my movies and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't know. I feel compelled to defend Armin White on that point. Because,
first of all, fuck your math.
Yeah. First of all, your math sucks. Second of all, the fact that he came up with something nice to say about you.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
He's not a very kind-hearted gentleman. He likes to complain and yeah. For him to give a compliment to anything but... well, what was his favorites? He loves
Neville Dean and Taylor.
So that's the Crank guys.
He loves the Crank guys. He loved Jonah Hex, as I did.
He should have said something back to her like, "Armin White just trying to skeet up all in that. So suck on these nuts." Truth bombed.
I think I'd be so disappointed to hear him actually talk because I have all these ideas of him sort of sounding like Vince, like the Mark Twain, Bill Cosby. And then when I hear him talk, he just probably sounds
slash Foghorn Leghorn.
In reality, he's like a gay black Republican.
I picture him sounding sort of like Dave Chappelle's white guy voice.
And
I don't even know.
It's quite possible. He's like, I found that. Did you just get an IM?
I sure did. I have friends.
Is that a pageant girl?
It's my mom.
Oh, Bernsey, I want to spill something on your crotch.
And suck your pants dry.
So is that it? Is that all Armin White did?
Well, and then Annette Bening went up at the end of the night, and she was like, apparently she was like teary because like so much of the night had consisted of insults back and forth from Armin White. And like,
can we all just get along?
It's sort of like Armin White roasting everyone that's invited.
Well, more they from what I read,
also just roasted
instead of
everybody,
him being roasted.
Armin's
just, like,
Armin White's roast of everyone.
From what I read, they were roasting him.
Oh, well, but he don't take no guff.
No, he doesn't.
He'll give it right back tenfold.
Exactly. One of the things that I did enjoy was that. He congratulated his fellow critics on not giving any awards to Noah Baumbach.
I don't know.
For Greenberg.
Yeah.
Is that the writer of Greenberg?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't he say he should give him an award for that or something like that?
But who votes on this?
The New York Film Critics Circle. Hello.
Ben, he's the president of.
Oh, he is the chairman.
It would be better if he just voted
on
everything.
He is troll emeritus.
The chairman of the board.
He is troll emeritus of the New York Critics
and
Circle.
And the winner of the best movie of the year is nobody. All the movies are terrible this year. Thank you for coming.
It's a 4-minute iPhone film of my ass. That's better than anything you hacks put out.
Yeah, Ufford said it reminded him of the Player Haters Ball.
Like, yeah, that's kind of what I thought. That's where my voice came from. Like, yeah. Sounds like one of the guys from the Player Haters Ball. Which, by the way, I think the most underrated line in that sketch is when Ice-T is talking, you just hear the guy in the background go, "You look like a broke-ass Ice-T." Telling Ice-T looks like a broke-ass Ice-T is
funny.
I don't
know, man. I don't like that form of – they did it in Ocean's 12. They did it in Queen of the Damned. I don't like when they compare the character to the actor that's playing them.
You didn't like the whole Julia Roberts thing?
No, was terrible.
I don't think it's funny in like a serious movie. Yeah, I think it's funny when Dave Chappelle does it.
In real life, I saw the last Niners game, and like Alex Smith, like he was doing a good job, and he whiffed one, and this guy stands up behind me and shouts, "Put in Alex Smith!" Which I thought was fucking hilarious.
That's hilarious.
I mean, the real one, or whatever. So I mean,
bench him for three games and then bring him back for one, and he plays well enough that we keep him in, and then we can keep doing it. But we're all disappointed for a really long time.
I think it'd have been funnier if he threw like a touchdown pass, like 50-yard touchdown pass,
and then
he said, "Put in Alex Smith."
But in Ocean's 93 or whatever, bastard. Julia Roberts did a pretty good job of being Julia Roberts.
She is the best at playing
Julia Roberts. Nailed it. Yeah.
And Bruce Willis was great at knowing a chick who looks like
Julia
Roberts.
It was the role she was born to play.
Yeah, it was. Yeah?
Why did everybody start looking at me? Everyone just turned to me. That was weird.
We want some more of your Armin White.
You guys want to put this to bed?
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Bernsey, you want me to put you to bed? You wanted me to read you a pageant magazine?
I'll sing you a song.
Absolutely.
All right.
I'll sing you a song about rapping.
Pageants are so great. I'm going to wear a dress and sing you a song because that's my talent, girl. I got so many talents, girl. Smiling big so the judges see me going to suck you dry.
It masks the pain.
Sorry, is that good?
Yeah, that was great.
All right.
That was wonderful.
Someone put a tiara on my cock.
Someone, come on. Brendan, put a TR on his cock.
All
what
right,
the
so
fuck?
Much better. So much better. Let's put this to bed.
All right.
All right.
Burnsy, thank you.
Everyone,
my pleasure, guys.
Is there, you wanna pump him? Is there anything that we should know about you before you go? Did I forget anything? Yeah, I feel like you're an onion.
Do you need to pump anything?
His sister Todd is hot.
I don't know. I'm.
Do you have any pumps? You have Twitter you want to get out there? Anything?
Just bestworstadvice.com, and I just registered onlyinflorida.net today, and that's I'm going to do a Florida news blog.
Oh, yeah, you are.
And just keep everybody abreast of all the idiocy that I deal with on a daily basis.
You should have came prepared with some news stories about Florida.
The headline's always the same. It's like tragic.
The best I got off the top of my head is a two sisters in prison were allowed temporary leave for a kidney transplant.
Nice. Both of them were in prison?
Yep. Different prisons. They hadn't seen each other in a year or something like that, but they got to switch kidneys or something.
That's so
cute.
Aww.
Aww.
So, good things happening in the holiday season.
That's the best thing that's happened in Florida for weeks, I think, right?
We're on a hot 2 weeks to start the year. We haven't had too much stupid shit yet.
The only state out of all 50 that did not get snow yesterday.
But it's 25 degrees here.
Had to ruin it, assholes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey. Suck it. Sorry
right,
for partying.
Well, everyone, thanks for listening. Thanks, Burnsy, for coming on. Frogcast@gmail.com. Tell your friends. And Brendan, take us
on. Oh,
yeah.
We did not get any good emails this week. Last week, we got some awesome ones. So I want some more stories about how we ruined your chance of getting laid.
And fuck you, everyone who emailed this week. Fuck you in the ass.
No, I mean, there was some, you know, it was good ones, but it wasn't like stories
wasn't,
I could tell
much.
On
yeah,
the
you really do have stories that you want to share. If they're good, we will read them on the Frogcast.
Yeah. Brendan? I'll suck your dick.
For crack?
Vince will suck your dick.
I'll suck your dick.
First.
I'll Vince fuck
will
something.
Find you and suck your dick.
But you got to buy him a Four Loko first.
Well, come on. Let's, you know, you can't just have him suck
not
him
a horn.
All right. We done?
We are.
All right. Burnsy, thanks for coming on. Sorry for yelling at you on Twitter.
That's fine. I love you guys.
All right. We love you too, Burnsy.
Oh.
For all the film drunkards out there, good night and good chins.